Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 9th day of November, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 45 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 46 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we got a dusting of snow. Finally, a dusting of snow. It probably all melted by now. The sun's been shining all morning. Yeah, I haven't looked. Anyways, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Now we've been, what have we been talking about here, people? I mean, you know, as far as this fucking, this is a fucking ripoff. We've talked about the fact that they've been stealing our raw resources since we started this goddamn program. They were stealing by the billions and stealing by the trillions now. That's just all there fucking is to it. They're trying to take every goddamn thing we have, and we're just supposed to sit here. We're just subjects on the 14th Amendment. Nothing we can do about it. We petition the government. We can go into the goddamn Star Chamber courts and they can tell us to fuck off or put us in jail. Well, no, we got to go to something better than that. Senate Democrats urge Biden to consider tapping emergency oil reserves or even ban oil exports to fight high prices. Wow, what do you know? You know, fucking, hey, man, I wonder who thought of that. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Senate Democrats urge Biden to consider tapping energy oil reserves, bullshit, or even ban oil exports to fight high prices. They act like this is something new they've thought up, banning exports. No, they were fucking banned till about 3 fucking years ago. Remember, it had been banned since the fucking 70s. But this was their plan all the fucking long, people. They want that fucking price up at $120 a fucking barrel. So they can finish taking every fucking thing else we got just so we can go to work to fucking make the money to give them to fucking steal it from us. This fucking resources of this country belongs to each and every goddamn one of us. It always has. They have defrauded us out of trillions of dollars of our natural fucking resources. And what they got us working and paying them for our own fucking shit that belongs to us. This is from CNN. Nearly a dozen Senate Democrats called on President Joe Biden on Monday to fight high gas prices by considering a release of barrels from the National Emergency Oil Stockpile. Do you think that's a good idea? Being as every morning we're getting up and we're talking about going to war with fucking China, they're pushing that closer and closer from more and more directions. That means they're getting scarier and scarier of the people standing up and fucking throwing their corporate asses the fuck out of here and fucking hanging them and shooting their fucking asses and fucking enforcing the goddamn Supreme Superior Absolute Law of December 15th, 1791, which is known as our Bill of Rights, which is the Supreme Superior Law under our Supreme supreme superior jurisdiction. It's coming for you, motherfuckers. And China ain't going to save your ass. You can show me all the little cutouts you want of their fucking little boats and shit, what have you. I know what a Titan submarine is, and I know what it can do. In the letter, let's see, did we get that stockpile? Or even taking the more extreme step in banning exports. That's an extreme step to ban exports when they're fucking you for $5 a gallon. Well, I'm going to want this because it's got some good information for you. In the letter, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Sherrod Brown, Jack Reed, others warned that the 7-year high in gas prices has, quote, placed undue burden on families and small businesses trying to make the ends meet. Yeah, when the gas went down there for a while, man, I mean, it should have been fucking way, way cheaper, but it actually went under $2 a gallon for about a fucking week. And everybody was fucking making money. People were out doing shit, fucking, you know, cutting wood, fucking gathering mushrooms. I mean, there's shit, you know, if you got gas and you got fucking energy, you can make fucking money. That's why they have to choke it down, because they don't want us. There's going to be the rich people who have plug-in limousines, and there's going to be you poor fucking people that are going to fucking work like slaves to pay for it. You're going to be treated like fucking slaves. You're going to be subjugated under an international communist system, because we've declared war on your fucking Bill of Rights, and we're going to take all your fucking rights away from you. Your rights to your land, your rights to the fucking public property, your fucking rights across the board. You know you ain't. You're going to get your fucking asses shot. That's what's fixing to happen. And China wants to fuck around, man. I'll tell you what, we can take this country quick. And I mean, where are you going to get your United? Were you going to bring United Nations peacekeepers from China? If you start a fucking war with them, I think this would fucking, this is all going haywire on them, people. It's going to shit. They can't explain fucking from one lie to the next fucking lie, because it's all a fucking lie. In light of these pressing concerns, we ask that you consider all tools available at your disposal. Did we write that? Oh, yeah, let's see a little bit. Okay. At your disposal to lower U.S. gasoline prices. That includes a release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and a ban on crude oil exports, the lawmakers wrote. That ban's only been off, what, about 3 years now? Now we're number one exporter, but you're going to fucking compete with the goddamn Asians for your own fucking goddamn product. How about we nationalize all the fucking energy, raw energy fucking, products in this whole fucking country. And they can only be produced in this country. They can only be sold in this country. If they're sold outside this country, for any fucking reason, the profit from them sales outside of this country on the international market goes equally to every American national. It's sent to them in a fucking annuity check. And you got to be an American national. You got to be born here. Your parents have to have been born here. A real fucking American national. And all these, and stop all the fucking giveaways to these fucking third world's poor. How much money you think that is, people? And this is why they got to steal from you. That includes release strategic, fuck you, exports and lawmakers were okay. Industry experts are skeptical that tapping the strategic petroleum reserve would deal a lasting blow to gas prices, and they have warned banning oil. Now they're warning us now, people, about our fucking raw resources. These handful of cocksuckers are stealing from all of us. There's a handful that are taking it fucking all right in front of our fucking faces. We could pounce on them, bash them into shit, and shut this down in a fucking day. And they fucking know it, and you fucking know it. Prices, and they have warned banning oil exports could backfire on U.S. consumers. How in the world could that backfire on U.S. consumers, huh? Well, I'm going to tell you. The national average price of gasoline rose to $3.42 a gallon on Monday, up from $2.11 a year ago, according to AAA. The Democrats said they share the Biden administration's concerns that the decision by OPEC, what the fuck, OPEC has nothing to do with this. We have enough domestic oil. They told us we were energy independent, remember? Oh, you're not supposed to have a memory that fucking long. We're past energy dependent because what, and I'm in this article is going to tell you everything I've been telling you is true. We're talking sweet fucking crude. I mean, cheaper to refine. We should be paying fucking 50 cents a gallon for fucking gas max, even with what money's worth today. OPEC and others, purposefully manipulate, gas prices by constraining, not OPEC. It ain't OPEC. Fuck those fucking Arabs. We don't fucking need them. We never have fucking needed them. This is the dirty fucking international corporate mafia. This is the fucking Rothschilds at the top and the fucking royal families, the goddamn aristocracies across the fucking world. You got it? These cocksuckers are trying to put us into fucking slaves at their fucking feet, and I'm not going to be one. OPEC said others, too, purposefully manipulate gas prices by constraining supply, and that's what they've been doing here. All the supply that's coming out, they're selling it outside this country. They're taking gas and oil. Remember they tried to say, oh, it's because there ain't no trucks to bring it there. It's because of that gas. We had one line that messed up. The computers messed up. Bullshit fucking lying. And it's right here. They're telling you the truth that they were lying. They were fucking lying to you. They've been constraining fucking supply. And then they that's the whole thing. There's still a glut of oil sitting in this fucking country, people, whether you believe it or not. There's a glut of fucking oil. Sweet crude oil. But they will not fucking, why should they manufacture it? Well, how about we just manufacture so much and you pay us way more and we have to put less into it? And you see what I understand where I'm going here with this? And we can charge you fucking whatever we fucking want. You want gas? That's what you fucking pay. Fuck you. We want our goddamn resources back. All these fucking leases to all these goddamn fucking Masonic fucking dirty church cabal motherfuckers. I've got to go. Shut all the fucking leases off. Until we can come to a fucking agreement that we're going to pay 50 cents a gallon for gas, not a penny fucking more. Anything exported, the profit, you don't get a third of it, you don't get half of it, you don't get a tenth of it, you get one fucking share for per fucking however many American nationals there are in this country, and I mean truly American nationals. Your parents had to be born here, and their parents had to be born here. That should be the fucking rule. Otherwise, you don't get it. You got goddamn son of a bitch from fucking Cambodia serving as lieutenant governor of the state of fucking Virginia. And she just came here. Immigrant. You wonder what the fuck's wrong with this country? Look who's running it. And of course you got to know this is all done on purpose because we know it's you old propagandist motherfuckers sitting in the background. That you Kissinger and fucking goddamn you fucking Rothschilds, you motherfuckers sitting in the background. You old pricks, you're going to die. You know you're going to die. So you want to make as much fucking misery as you fucking can. I'll tell you what, we'll fucking assist your fucking asses, you criminal son of a bitches. Where are we here? Industry experts are skeptical that tapping the strategic petroleum reserve would deal a lasting blow to gas prices, huh? Okay, let's see where we're at Biden here. Gas prices considering, okay. The Democrats said they share the Biden administration's concerns that the decision by OPEC, fucking quit trying to blame us on fucking OPEC. The fucking Arabs are out of oil. I mean, we went through this fucking about 3 years ago. There was about a week or two they reported on this. All their wells are drying up. We've sucked the motherfuckers dry. They're having to pump water down into the ground, and what they're bringing up is sludge. Shit, sludge. That's what we're paying for. But, of course, there's a goddamn Jew in the middle making 95 cents out of every dollar that changes fucking hands. There's always a fucking Jew. A Jew fucking lawyer. A Jew fucking banker. Let's shut these motherfuckers down. We outnumber them 10,000 to fucking one. OPEC and others to purposefully manipulate gas prices by constraining supply as well as the choice of domestic leaseholders. Domestic lease, and what's a domestic leaseholder? That's one of the good old boy motherfuckers from the lodge who got to get a fucking lease. I mean, $15 a barrel he's paying for this goddamn fucking oil that you're paying $4 a gallon for gas when it's refined. You understand what I'm saying to you? These rich motherfuckers, this isn't affecting them in any way. Well, you going to just quit feeding your kids? What's going to be your fucking trade-off? Because electricity is getting ready to fucking double, too. So is propane. And producers to continue to export U.S. petroleum threaten to send already record prices even higher. Now, how in the hell? Well, I'm going to tell you how in the hell. Continued U.S. exports and overseas supply collusion. What's that collusion? That's when somebody's colluding. That's when they're fucking, a conspiracy. I think this is a conspiracy theory. Collusion could be devastating to many in our states, the Democrats wrote. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm confirmed to CNN's Dana Bash over the weekend that the SPR, that's the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, is one of the tools Biden has, and he is looking at that. Granholm suggested actions could come as soon as Tuesday when a new government forecast on energy supply and demand is due out. And like I said again, people, we fucking close our energy. We nationalize it and close it off to the rest of the world. We fucking pay shit for fucking, and we'd prosper. I mean, goddamn, man, if fucking gas is cheap, fuck, you can do a lot of shit. But that's what's killing them. That's why they wanted that $600 fucking, be able to look in your fucking accounts. They can't figure out how in the fuck we're making it here in the jungle. We've always made it out here in the jungle, you motherfuckers. There just wasn't as many of us. Now there's a lot more. But there's a lot more that know the fucking jungle, too. There's a lot more you're going to have to fucking face. Demand is due out. Yet all watchers have said tapping into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve will not solve the underlying problem. Supply is struggling to keep up with demand. If supply is struggling to keep up demand, why are we exporting any fucking thing, people? Oh, we're not talking about national supply. We're talking international supply. So like I said, we're competing with fucking other countries and other fucking governments. As individuals, we are competing with them for our own fucking petroleum products that belong to us. Goldman Sachs, oh yeah, Steve Mnuchin, I'm sure he set a lot of this shit up while he was setting up. There's your Treasury Secretary, should have been put up against the fucking wall in 08. Has previously estimated that a SPR, that's the Strategic Petroleum Reserve release, would only be a modest help, lowering the bank's year-end forecast for Brent oil. Now, remember this, Brent oil, the global benchmark. The global benchmark. That's why you're paying $4 a fucking gallon for gas, because they're shipping your fucking oil out of this country enough that you could be paying 50 cents a gallon for it if it was just fucking being bought and sold here. And they're putting it on the international market to places like China, who don't have no fucking oil. Other places don't have no fucking oil, running goddamn gas lines down to goddamn Mexico to fuel their fucking economy off of our fucking backs, off of our resources, off of our fucking property. Fuck the other countries. All of you. Fuck you. The global benchmark, Brent oil, global benchmark, by just $3 a barrel. It will have a minor impact on prices unless they do a massive, massive release. Francisco Blanche, Bank of America's head of global commodities, told CNN last week it won't kill the rally. It says they're calling this, they're making bucks, man. This is fucking wonderful, man. As you fucking can't afford to put gas in your goddamn rig to get to a goddamn store where the groceries are, you can't fucking afford. Man, they're on a rally here, people. They're rallying. You're getting fucked. Are we all equal in this goddamn country? The fucking oil belongs to the people. I never gave no permission for any son of a bitch on this goddamn, on this continent, in this goddamn United States of America, to lease one drop of my fucking oil to anybody. Did you? Were you taken into a common law court did you go through a common law procedure that ended in a jury verdict saying that your fucking share of this fucking oil had been fucking taken from you for a redress for some grievance that you don't know about? I haven't either. So that's the only way they can take it from us, without taking it through fraud, theft. And that's all it fucking is. And some argue that banning U.S. exports of oil would ricochet back on the on drivers. Oh, we banned a fucking... We're paying to ship 100 million barrels of fucking sludge from fucking Saudi Arabia over here. Paying to ship it and then manufacturing the sludge, which takes a hell of a lot more fucking manufacturing to get to the fucking product. And we're taking our sweet crude and we're shipping it over to fucking Asia. Now what the hell, what? And there's some transportation costs we're talking about here? This is fuckers are robbing us blind. This is like walking up and putting a pistol in your fucking face. Period. And there's only a handful of these cocksuckers doing this. There's only a handful of these cocksuckers that got that goddamn ban on fucking exports lifted. And they're the ones making all the fucking money. Why are you, and where's it coming from? From the fucking poor? This is the goddamn, remember, this is a goddamn corporate welfare state. It always has been. Corporate fucking welfare scum. You fucking dog shit eating thieving motherfuckers. But they, man, they had the American people so fucking wrapped up in their fucking bullshit and worshiping their fucking mammon. They had you fucking hating the guy that was getting $60 a month for food. That's welfare. No, the fucking welfare. It is fucking outrageous. It is completely beyond imagination, and it's all fucking corporate. Who do you think gets all the goddamn money in the end, you dumbass? Who gets it? Who got that $1,200 check? Did you get it, or did you hand it over to the fucking oil companies? Or the fucking grocery fucking companies in China? The problem is that oil is a globally traded commodity, people. Well, how about we fucking put an end to that? We're not trading any more energy globally. We're pulling out of that fucking market. See, they put us in this goddamn World Trade Organization for this very reason. Because we have all the goddamn shit we don't need nothing from the world. And when you talk isolationism, they talk, look at China, they isolated. They didn't have shit! They didn't even have brains! And all the technology they got, they stole from us, motherfuckers. We could isolate and become the fucking most powerful god. Just left alone. People leave us alone because it would be the smart fucking thing to do. No more chinks over here stealing our goddamn technology that we're paying to develop. And everybody pays to develop it. That guy fucking working down there digging a fucking ditch, paying fucking taxes, is paying to develop the fucking shit to cut his own fucking throat. And if China wants a fucking war, unleashed. I don't care. Fuck, don't let it. This will be the 3-day fucking war. Every goddamn fucking Titan submarine fucking opens up on fucking China and levels that motherfucker. We got plenty of fuck. We got enough to destroy this planet several fucking times over. Don't tell me that somebody was saying we could lose today. We could lose. You could lose, you losing, lying motherfucker. We could lose. Our fucking defense budget is more than the next 7 fucking biggest countries up together. And Trump, he just added another $300 billion to that. Don't forget during his fucking years that he was in fucking office. $300 billion and everything was up. Oh God, we got the number one fucking Navy and everything. No, we don't. Now we don't, guys. It's next week. How things can change in just a fucking week, huh? When you got lying, dirty, cock-sucking, thieving motherfuckers from the industrial war complex, well, we could start a little goddamn with this goddamn hypersonic missile. Fuck their hypersonic missiles. Fire one of the motherfuckers. We'll empty those goddamn Titan submarines. You talked about the surface ships. You talked about the goddamn aircraft carriers and the missile carriers. You didn't talk about them fucking submarines, did you? That's always been the fucking answer to China, and everybody fucking knows it. So does China. And so does their buddy fucking over here, Biden. I even talk to him like he's a human being. Talk about him like he has any original. The fucking Communist Committee over here. You know, Barack Obama. The fucker that's running this country. Him and George Soros and what the hell is his name? Bernie Sanders and the fucking AOC and the squad. A handful of fucking mutts. And we can't get rid of those cocksuckers? I think we can. Where were we here? Okay, the problem is that oil is globally traded commodity. How about we put an end to that globally traded bullshit? And we fucking, we're oil, they told us we're oil dependent. All of a sudden, no, we need oil from Saudi Arabia. We don't know. Why? Why do we need oil from Saudi Arabia? Well, because we're shipping all that oil that we have over to fucking China and getting primo price for it because it's sweet crude. And we bring in the gunk over here. That way we can point up at the sky and look at the carbon from all that gunk that we fucking could have been using the sweet crude. And if you're manufacturing sweet crude, you can do it a hell of a lot cheaper. So they're making fucking bank on us on both ends of this shit, people. They're making bank by fucking selling our fucking oil that belongs to us. I did not give them permission to lease or give it to anybody. Did you? Did any American national out there, did you give the permission? If you did, you're a lonely son of a bitch and you can only give away your little tiny portion. And it's not a tiny thing because we got a shit ton of oil here. But you can only give away your fucking share or sell your fucking share. You can't take mine and lease it to somebody. Fuck you, you don't own it. You do not have the jurisdictional authority to take it. The only way that can be obtained is through the common law courts, following those common law fucking procedures to the fucking letter, to a jury verdict. And you ain't done it. And you have to do it to each and every fucking one of us, because it belongs to each and every fucking one of us. See, that's what that's the big fucking secret. That's the whole thing that's got them by the balls. No fucking one world government's ever going to exist that has to deal with each individual American national when they know their goddamn rights. Well, shoot your fucking asses out of here. China, you fucking try it. We'll fucking destroy your country. You'll never be, we'll destroy your people from this fucking planet. That's why Goldman Sachs told clients last month that an export ban would likely be counterproductive. This is what old Steve Mnuchin, it'd be counterproductive, man. We got fucking money rolling in here. We're bringing it in by the goddamn shiploads. This would be counterproductive for us. The people, now they would get fucking the gas prices dropped down to where they could fucking, oh, that'd be a benefit to them. But everything that's a benefit to us is counterproductive to them because this has always been a transfer of wealth. And it's always been, this is how rich this country has always been. It has always been from the poorest to the fucking richest, and they're still fucking at it. And fucking they're stealing more than they've ever stole the fucking for. We need to shut these fuckers down, hang them, take their fucking fortunes away from them. That is ill-begotten fucking gains. That is fucking was obtained through fraud. It belongs to our fucking people as individuals, and we want it fucking back. And nationalize our goddamn energy in this country. We're not here to provide energy. We're not responsible for the rest. That's what they're trying to fucking play with, this fucking communist bullshit, people. We're responsible for it. I mean, and this fucking COVID doesn't exist, COVID doesn't exist, COVID doesn't exist bullshit. I ain't responsible for my fucking neighbor. I ain't responsible for nobody but my fucking self. And neither are you. And we sure as hell are not responsible for the fucking the Hondurans are doing down there in Honduras. We're not responsible for the fucking that the El Salvadorians are doing down there in El Salvador. We're not responsible for the fucking that the Guatemalans are doing down in Guatemala. They just bring their little fuck product up here and we feed them. And provide them with fucking housing as our own goddamn people sleep under the fucking bridges on the goddamn freeways. What kind of fucking stupid asses are you? That you would buy any of that shit. Robert McNally, president of consulting firm Rapidan Energy Group, agreed. Oh, I bet he fucking did. I bet that motherfucker is getting the fucking money brought in by the truck fucking load, too. The wealth they are stealing from us, people. This is wealth they're stealing from us, people. This is wealth they're stealing from we, the largest fucking army on planet Earth. Agreed that banning oil exports would be counterproductive. It'd be counterproductive for us, you see. Because what's good for that's what they always come up and they're telling you what's good for the country. But when they're talking about what's good for the country, they're talking what's good for them. And what's good for them has always, 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 now you remember what I said, always fucking bad for us and you know it. That's why it's getting worse. Because they cannot stop their fucking stealing. A mountain of gold as big as Mount Everest just ain't enough, goddammit, man. They want one more fucking shekel to take up there and drop on the top. Even if fucking people are starving all around the whole goddamn world. Let them starve, man. We're talking shekels here. Oi, 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 you fucking sick cocksuckers. You pedophilic pricks. Banning oil exports would be a macro, not just energy, own goal. Now see, what the hell does that mean? McNally told CNN. Banning oil exports would be a macro, that means maximum, not just energy goal. Own goal. Stupid. I mean, this is being written by fucking dickheads who think we're too stupid to look at the fucking gas. Like I said back in the 70s, they were ripping the fucking pumps out of the ground way before it got like this. I remember, man, fucking, you see it every day, and people fucking, I mean, they're tearing shit up. They started fucking, it started costing them more, and it was fucking worth to steal from us. And, but the goddamn thing here is, nationalize the oil. We don't need no oil from no other goddamn country in the world. We don't need it. We got sweet fucking crude, and we could get our fucking gas down to 50 cents a gallon. And you don't export nothing until it's at 50 cents a gallon. And anything you can get over that, you don't get to fucking just take it for fucking profit, motherfucker. It comes back to, you get your one single fucking share of it as an if you're an American national. You get one fucking annuity check for your fucking share of that fucking oil, and I get mine, and every other American national in this country gets theirs. And there's only about 320 million of us, but though there's 500 and some million fucking people in this country. So there's gonna be some fucking dickering over that, and there's gonna be some killing over that. Because you ain't taking my money, you foreign motherfuckers. You're not coming across my border, taking my fucking shit. My family's been here since the beginning. They fought in every fucking goddamn war that there was. They fought for the goddamn freedom of this country. They fought for that fucking Bill of Rights. They fought for that goddamn absolute law of December 15, 1791. And by God, it's sticking. It's not going to stop here. Because I'll fucking fight. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
time has come. Move your feet to a marching drum. We'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight glare and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Axes flash, rifles swing, shining armors piercing ring. Houses run with a polished shield. Fight those bastards till they
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific Time, and that was Heather Alexander with March of Cambridge. And every one of these fuckers is going to die. He's thieving. They've committed more fucking crimes. I mean, to be hung 50 times over. That's why your common law courts had to be the first fucking thing that went. And with this gas shit, man, we talked to you guys about this a long fucking time ago. We told you exactly what these pricks were doing. It's like, you know, what they ain't mentioned yet is that huge natural gas line that they ran down to fucking Mexico to fuel their industry. The thing is to break the United States, to break the people of the United States so they can remove that fucking Bill of Rights, because they cannot have their one world order with that goddamn Bill of Rights in fucking place and an army to back it. That's the simple truth. Go ahead, brother.
Speaking of the Bill of Rights, there's now a city in Michigan that every member on the city council is fucking Muslim. Every last member.
Yes, yes. And that is a blatant, that is goddamn subversion, man. Are they going to fix it? Are the people that are supposed to be sitting in your fiduciary, are they going to fix it?
Absolutely not. It's about break, like you just said, it's about breaking us and fucking replacing us.
Absolutely, brother. That's exactly what it's about. And if we allow it to happen, we're the sorriest son of a bitches to ever draw a breath of air on this planet.
Absolutely.
Anyway, back to this natural gas. Here's this article. U.S. consumers, that's you and me, people, to foot the bill for surge in natural gas exports. Oh, really? We're going to export it all out of here and fucking just leave a little bit and sell it to you for what we goddamn well please, and you'll pay it. You want to bet that fucking shit belongs to us? It's out of our fucking ground. It's our goddamn resources, you son of a bitches. And like I said, I ain't been to court, and nobody's taken my goddamn share of it from me through a due process of the law recognized under the law, the supreme superior law of this goddamn land. Plain and simple. They are fucking taking, this is strong arm robbery. They got their own goddamn fucking standing army of Blackwater USA private corporate fucking police. The fucking, so they can just, well, it's just like these goddamn mandates and these goddamn guidelines. No authority, but we have the guns. Yeah, that's just, you know, when I had a showdown with that goddamn, what the hell was his name? Oh, give me a second here. The guy with the law procedures, I can't think of his name. God damn it. But that's what I told him, you know. All of his stuff was right, you know. David Miller. And fucking, you know, his stuff was correct. But it fucking was unenforceable. So we went and we broke up a fucking one of his, seminars there in Reno. Some people invited me down, got me a motel room, because me and my boys have been fucking, we fought, bloodied, fought, did time as political prisoners and shit to enforce that fucking law. But I took some books with me. I had the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure, which is the administrative, it is the admiralty fucking law, which is not allowed on this goddamn land. That book should be, book burning, that book should be burned, because it has no goddamn standing in this country. It is a fucking running violation of the highest law in this fucking land. It is pure fucking treason. But I took his fucking law procedures and I held them up in front of him because we were going to have a little mock, little trial-like thing. We tore his ass up. People were following us out of his goddamn seminar trying to get by us, get us to stay to talk to him. Because we've been in the trenches and we knew what this shit was about and how it worked and what happened if you tried to fucking exercise your goddamn rights. But that's the same shit he said, you know, fucking, what the fuck, where I lost my fucking train of thought there. I'm sorry. I'm going in 100 different directions here. But the bottom line, oh, that's right. The big book. I had the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure, and it's way bigger than all, because it's all bullshit. It's all fucking statutory, fucking non-applicable to a fucking American national bullshit. It is fucking tyranny in its rawest fucking form. I took his law procedures and I held them up in front of him. I said, hey, you know what, David? I said, this is the common law. It's fucking perfect. It's absolutely perfect. And I set it down on the table. It was a little thin son of a bitch in a little binder folder. I don't know, maybe 30, 40 pages. I don't know, maybe more. Then I took that great big motherfucking, excuse me, Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, and I slammed it down on it. And I go, this has guns behind it. 2 + 2 = 3. Got it? And then that's when fucking everything started breaking up, because we had a case that the only case he'd ever had signed by a judge was signed by a fucking Russian judge and was unenforceable. Nobody had ever fucking enforced anything. Then he came around and started out trying to offer us fucking money. And that's when the people saw what was going on, man. We broke that fucking seminar up. Shut that fucker down. He was making, see, he's trying to make money off of just telling you the fucking truth. But he did, you know, the way that things are written, I mean, I did learn how to write the fucking law to where it can only be interpreted one fucking way. I learned how to write a fact. And I learned how to write a fucking mandamus. I learned how to write a goddamn affidavit. And that's really all it's about. But it didn't fucking matter, people, because the fucking one has guns behind it, the other doesn't. And that's bullshit, because we have all the fucking guns we need to be behind our fucking law and enforce it. Shove it down their fucking throats. Shove it down their throats as they're going up the fucking gallows is what we got. Anyway, here we are, you know, with the fucking big, how about let's shut that goddamn natural gas pipeline down, because they're saying we're going to have shortages this winter. We're not going to see our fucking people. That's our fucking gas. Shut it off now. Shut it off now. It's an order, you son of a bitch. You're stealing from me. And I'm fucking calling you on it. That fucking natural gas does not belong to you to sell to the goddamn Mexicans for you and your fucking international corporate mafia buddies. You got it? U.S. consumers and utilities will be paying much higher prices for natural gas and energy this winter as record American natural gas exports, and that's going to be on the same goddamn scale as the other, because it's going to be the international price that they're getting for our fucking goddamn, what they're paying, they're probably paying us piss for it. You know, fucking, they pay us a dollar and they get fucking $100 for every fucking dollar they pay us for fucking what belongs to us that's in the ground. They're trying to treat us like the goddamn Arabs. Only thing is, we're the ones that created the shit to take the oil out of the fucking ground in the first place. We can do it. We can take the gas out of the fucking ground. We're the ones that do it. Not them motherfuckers. You take one of them fucking suits and put them out there, they just sit there and play with their fucking tallywhacker because they don't even know how the fucking thing works. It's time for the fucking people to take control back. And you, all we gotta do is enforce our own fucking law. That's the goddamnedest thing of it. The global natural gas supply crunch has impacted, that's global, see, global. Not here. We have a glut of it here. It's just that the greedy cocksuckers that have fucking pumped it out, have stolen it from us, by the way, without due process of the law. That's fraud. They have defrauded us out of this fucking oil and this fucking gas. The global natural gas supply crunch has impacted U.S. prices too, but it has also drawn record volumes of gas exports out of America this year. That belongs to all of us, people. They get the fucking huge tons of cash, and we get to pay higher prices for our own fucking property. It's like going and paying to pick a mushroom out of your fucking forest. Is that my forest? Well, yeah, it's public land. You pay to maintain a bit of it. Oh, you no. You have to pay if you want to take a mushroom out of your forest. Fuck you. See, these were supposed to be our servants. They were going to be custodians over our land. Did we need these motherfuckers ever, people? We sure as hell didn't. They sold it to them the way they sold this whole Democrat, Republic, left, right, false paradigm, all this bullshit they've been selling for all these fucking years. And you cocksuckers have been going out there voting as it gets worse. You can't figure out the fucking problem here. U.S. prices too, but it has also drawn record volumes of gas exports out of the United States this year. So when you can't fucking heat your house, when you're seeing you're watching your kids go cold, when you're watching the old people fucking freeze to death, remember, we're exporting at fucking record fucking pace here, people. That which belongs to us. Not them. They are fucking criminals. They're international criminals. Most of them ain't even fucking from here. And I guarantee you go down to the stockholders on any of these huge oil and gas companies, you will find Chong Ching Tong Tong fucking owns it. And we're going to pay them big, we're going to pay them big dividends right now. That's how they pay for the, so they can borrow some more fucking money. Like this fucking thing they just passed, $1.7 trillion. They're not going to do nothing with that, but fucking further the spread of international communism. Strengthen their ranks. Entrench further in the United States of America because we're not doing shit about it. Leaving lower volumes for domestic market. The domestic market. No, we own the whole motherfucker, people. They don't leave us something. If there's any leavings, we're the ones doing the leaving. And why should we even take one fucking, we should get it down to 50 cents a fucking gallon for gas and fucking, you know, maybe, 25 cents a gallon or a pound or whatever it's kind of, I think it's a gallon is what they do them in, but it goes by pounds too. But 25 cents a fucking gallon for fucking propane. And then if we decide, I personally don't want to sell one more fucking nickel's worth. I want it to stay like that here. If I can get gas at that kind of fucking prices, I can make money. Can you? I know you can. That's why I said, you know, after what they did to us in 2008, see, that was supposed to put us into the streets rioting, going nuts, nothing. Oh, goddamn, but as Americans, we found ways to fucking survive. We live in the jungle. We understand the jungle. We understand how to survive what they could never fucking survive. These pencil neck motherfuckers, you pull them, I mean, they would just be fucking locked. They'd just lay down in the fucking fetal position and cry. That's what they would fucking do. Domestic market, on which major natural gas producers are sticking to capital discipline. Listen to this, we're going to be disciplined here. And we're going to get the fucking full price for fucking exporting your fucking gas and exporting it. We're going to draw the demand here up because we're taking it out of the country. And we're going to fuck you even worse. We're going to steal from you. That's what capital discipline is. I'll discipline your fucking capital, you cocksucker. You treasonous piece of shit. See, that's a handful, people. A fucking even, you know, their boast of democracy. This is not the fucking will of the fucking majority even. This is just a handful of fucking capitalists. Which somebody, I'm still waiting for somebody to send me a copy of where it says in the fucking original Constitution or the Bill of Rights where capitalism is even fucking mentioned. I do know about if we enterprise system we were supposed to have, that we were supposed to have debt-free money fucking minted. And the Congress was fucking supposed to fucking provide it. Debt-free fucking money to so we could exploit our fucking our natural resources. It's like the thing I was talking about yesterday. They want to start this a corn fucking gas plant. Here, who's going to do that? Well, Chinamen, of course. A fucking American wouldn't be owning anything in this country. An American wouldn't be fucking having a success in here. We're not going to fucking put in billions of dollars of fucking infrastructure to entice an American to make a fucking zillion dollars. Now, are we? These cocksuckers have separated themselves from the rest of us, and people, they are so fucking few, it is fucking pathetic that we are allowing this shit to go on another day. Sticking the capital discipline to reward shareholders and are not rushing to raise output. They're deliberately not outputting people so they can export it because there's a premium on it. Shut this fucking place down. Shut the ports down. Nothing goes out. All this Chinese shit that's setting off the coast of Los Angeles came from your resources, stupid asses. It could have been built here. If we held on to all our resources, we got all our shit fucked. We didn't even have to work for 100 years. If we just got back what's been stolen. But if we just set on our own resources here, timber don't leave this country except in a finished fucking product. I'm not talking about a 2x4. I'm talking about a fucking table. I'm talking about a fucking bar. I'm talking about a fucking stool. And the steel and shit. We don't have pieces of cars made all over the fucking world sitting here. We're an assembly people, see? That's dumb people. It was exactly ass backwards when they started going on to the world market. Like to have, you know, Ford and, you people who jam, you know, about, the fucking Fender guitar, Mexican Fender guitar. You ever played one of them son of a bitches? That's a piece of fucking junk, but it says Fender, looks like a Fender, fucking everything, but it's just fucking junk. We sent all of our goddamn milling, fucking all our old mills, the Dolores's, all the old mills we sent down to fucking goddamn Mexico. Now you can't get a goddamn part. I mean, you go to town, you can have the part in your fucking hand, still come home, and it was milled fucking wrong. This is like a country committing suicide. And there's just a handful of them that's doing it. And the rest of us are not stopping them. We're fucking fools. This whole goddamn thing belongs. We could be living fucking very happily, I promise you. Just for enforcing the law. If some of us got to die, it's because some in the past fucking didn't die. Because they did not fucking pass it on to us like it was passed on to them. And you can go clear back, like I said, you have to go clear back to fucking Abraham Springsteen declaring fucking martial law. Right then and there, the people should have shut it down. These people should have just rose up like they did at Lexington and Concord. It wasn't the goddamn fucking colonial goddamn king's men working under the king's fucking charter that fucking rose up. It was the fucking people. It was in the fucking individuals who said, no, you're not going to treat me that fucking way. You'll have to kill me and I'm going to try to kill you first. And that's how we got this fucking country. That's how we got that fucking Bill of Rights. And now look what we're looking at. We told you this was going to occur. I mean, I get so sick of just saying it, man. I mean, three or four years ago, when they was building that gas line, we told you what was going to happen, what it was for, how they were going to use it, how they were going to steal your fucking goddamn natural resource, you were going to pay extra. You'll pay more than the goddamn bastard down there in Mexico does, people. Because they go by the currency. It's a fucking world economy. Remember? We want no part of it. We want out of it. Out of the UN. Out of the fucking World Trade Organization. Out of the G7. Out of all these world organizations. Shove them up your ass. And then we want all our goddamn wealth that's been stolen back. You don't get to keep that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, it's Misty. I have a comment, but first I want to say something. When I just called, I'm listening now, but I wanted to comment. So I called, and when it dials the number to the call-in, it's saying this number is going to change on a certain date. Do you know anything about that?
I do. Okay. Laura was supposed to, we've been pretty busy, but she's going to put up notices and everything. They're changing over systems again. They've done this once before, but we'll have it up in plenty of time all over the site. But yeah, we know about it.
Yeah, it just shocked me. I thought, what the heck is going on now? Okay, but anyway, like you were talking about, you know, using our own resources and, you know, selling tables. My house that I live in was built in 1922. Do you know the whole house was ordered out of a Sears and Roebuck catalog? The whole house.
I got to believe it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, and, I mean, you talk about back then, you would buy a whole freaking home, everything.
Yep.
I mean, that's amazing when you think about it.
Yep. Well, you know, like up in the hills where my dad came from and stuff, up at the farm and stuff, I mean, they you know, they brought in sawmills and they cut the timber right off their own property. They cut the fucking boards. They fucking, they bought the nails, I'm sure. Or they may have forged them. My grandfather had a forge. And I mean, they could build the whole fucking house from the ground up, and they didn't need no goddamn body. They could even make fucking glass. I mean, shit. We have never needed anybody in this country. You know, they always talk about the cultural revolution of fucking Mao Zedong, Deng being the key word. China had stayed isolated for so many years that they fucking fell behind. The reason they fell behind is because they aren't smart. All the technology they have, they've stolen from us. And all the resources, they didn't have the resources that they needed to become a fucking power. We have paid, and you know it, we have. All of you people out there know it. We have paid to make a communist China, to build it up to the point to where they did what they did in 2008, where they shipped all of our fucking industry over there, because they want this, they want our people conquered. And they think these fucking dinks can do it. They think enough, bring them on over here. We'll fucking find out if they can fucking do it. We'll kill every motherfucking one of them. And when we get control of that nuclear arsenal, we will destroy, we'll do what fucking MacArthur wanted to do when that cock-sucking goddamn Masonic piece of shit Truman called him back. The Chi-Kongs would have never been a problem to us ever again. They wouldn't have killed our people in fucking Vietnam. They wouldn't be fucking out running out fucking being the tough. They're saying they got a bigger goddamn fucking Navy and military than we do. How is that possible when we spend seven times more? Oh, that's right, because we're giving that all over to them. 60% of the fucking, of our military parts, people think about that. The parts you need to run your fucking goddamn military, your planes, your fucking, your guidance systems, for your sighting systems for your guns, everything comes from fucking goddamn China. That's why you can't get a car right now, because they can't get the chips, because the chips are sitting out there in L.A. Harbor. They're showing you something. They're showing you better get off your dead ass and start making it yourself. We made it all first, people. We created the technology and then created the product. And then these son of a bitches here fucking sold it like it belonged to them. It didn't belong to them. Like the internet didn't belong to them. Handing it over to the fucking our worst enemy that we could possibly fucking have, that has already said they're going to rule the world. They have announced it. They're going to rule the fucking world. So now we're supposed to get all hyped up. We'll fight you, China. Fuck you. I'll tell you what, motherfucker, you son of a bitch, you better put some fucking combat gear on your mummy there, and you cunts had better get out there, and you better put your combat gear on, because you're going to be fighting some Chinese, because we're going to be fucking on this fucking side of you. We'll hand every one of you over to them fucking Chinese. Here's your fucking debt that we don't owe you, you son of a bitch. These motherfuckers owe it to us. And if the fucking Chinese want to fucking play games, man, we unleash every fucking Titan submarine we have. Fuck, we got enough missiles to destroy this planet. For that cocksucker Keen to get on the goddamn stupid box today and say, we could be beat. No, we can't. That was the whole idea of mutual assured destruction. We can never be defeated, because we can destroy the whole fucking planet 10 times over. Got it? We heard that for how many goddamn years? Remember being a kid, stop, duck, and get under your goddamn desk? We know what fucking's out there. No, we can't be conquered. You can come and try it, and we'll destroy this whole fucking planet before we'll be your goddamn slave, you chink motherfucker. You better count on that. Anyways, enough of this madness, people. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches, on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, just see here, it took them about a week of screaming about this, And finally, it was on the mainstream propaganda machine today. Oh, we could stop them exports. We could stop exports. Like it had been that way all along forever. No, it's only been that way for about 3 or 4 fucking years, and that's what it's took to do this to us, through the fucking, to steal from us. I want to get those motherfuckers that are fucking stealing from, well, we'll just cut production. They have to have so much gas, they'll pay what we fucking tell them, won't they? No, we fucking won't, because it belongs to us in the ground. You have fucking stolen from each and every one of us without due process of the law. You have done so as a fucking conspiracy to overthrow our fucking law, the law of we the people and the jurisdictional authority. That is a fucking hanging offense, and you have declared war on our Bill of Rights, so that's a shooting fucking offense, motherfuckers. And that is the word from the trenches.